This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton wants the U.S. to start paying for women to abort their babies anywhere in the world. In a town hall meeting in Iowa, Clinton even mentioned ways to work around current U.S. law in the Helms Amendment. The producer of a recent TV drama criticized as an hour-long advertisement for Planned Parenthood is a board member of Planned Parenthood LA. Bill Donahue of the Catholic League finds it curious that Sonda Rhimes, an African-American, serves on the board of an organization founded on racist principles. The grandson of noted racist and Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger says he's doing everything he can to support abortion. Nevertheless, some observers point out that his recent book betrays some inner conflicts about the effects of abortion on society. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. A Kansas caregiver has been found guilty of murder and sentenced to over 16 years in prison. The defendant claimed that the death of his victim was an assisted suicide, even though Kansas law still criminalizes that practice. The Euthanasia Prevention Coalition says that, if legalized, assisted suicide laws provide ample defense for perpetrators of murder. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.